Hello all, this is Shankari. I'm from ISSB on the team of Microsoft. In this video, we are going to see how we can use Perfmon for troubleshooting high CPU scenarios. This is the second part. This is the continuation video of the previous part where we were able to see how we can use Perfmon to narrow down to a particular process which is causing the high CPU and to confirm if W3WP, which we are more interested in, if W3WP is causing the high CPU or not. So using Perfmon, in this video, we are going to further break down into the steps how to figure out what is the thread which is causing within the W3WP process is leading to the high CPU consumption, and how we can actually speed up the analysis, how we can speed up the dump analysis using Perfmon in parallel. So let's get into that. So I have one of the trays which has been already collected. So this trace was collected using the counters, using some of the ASP.NET and .NET CLR counters, more oriented towards a web application specific counters. And it was collected during the high CPU scenario. And this data, this trace has been collected from a 8-core processor machine. So we have seen in the previous video as to how we can actually figure out how many cores of are present in a particular processor. So this trace has been collected from an 8-core processor machine, and we were able to narrow down the culprit to be the W3WP process, which is consuming the higher amount of CPU. So now in this video, we are going to purely look into how we can break down or how we can look into it further. And figure out what thread or what is the thread ID which is causing the issue within the W3WP process. So first, we have so many counters here. All these counters are not going to be necessary. So first, let's get rid of all these counters. We'll delete these counters. And let's add one by one. So according to this scenario, we will be needing for a high CPU scenario, we will be needing to figure out what is the processor time or what is the CPU which is consumed by a particular process. So how much amount of CPU is consumed by a process? So as I already told, it's W3WP which is consuming the higher amount of CPU. So I'm just adding W3WP directly. In this case, I have only one W3WP process. So I click on add and I am able to see that I've got the corresponding trace for W3WP process. So now, there can be multiple instances where there can be multiple W3WP processes which are running in the system, and we will have to figure out which among those W3WP is causing the high CPU. So now say if we have multiple dumps collected, but we are not sure about which dump is corresponding to which process ID, then in that case, we can figure out which is the W3WP process among the multiple processes is causing the high CPU using Perfmon. So once we figure out which W3WP instance is causing the higher amount of CPU, we will be able to figure out the process ID as well. So for that, we have a counter under process. It is process ID process. So right now, I'll just directly go ahead and search and add all search instances, add. I click on OK. So now I will be able to see the process ID here. So 196. Now I can get back to the dump analysis by using this. So I will be able to open those dumps which are corresponding to this particular ID. Now, within the process, there can be multiple threads running. Now we have termed this particular process is consuming higher amount of CPU. But what within that process is causing the higher amount of CPU? So within a process, we will have multiple threads. We'll have to figure out which particular thread or what are the number of threads or what are the set of threads which is causing the high CPU or which is leading W3WP to consume high CPU, for which we again have a separate set of counter thread. So within that, I'll be adding the processor time counter. So here I know that the W3WP is the process which I have to concentrate on. There are multiple instances. I am not sure as to which thread instance is causing the higher amount of CPU. So I just add all the thread instances whichever I've searched under the W3WP process. Now I have all the search instances. So let's just go ahead and scale it down. Keeping the scale from 0 to 100 so that we will be able to see all the threads. So for a particular process on the whole, as a whole, we were able to see that W3WP was consuming huge amount of CPU. Like it was consuming somewhere around 500 parts out of 800 as it was collected over an 8-core processor machine. But here, within that 500, we'll have to see what are the threads which are consuming a higher amount of CPU. So as I said, it can be a single thread or it can be multiple threads which is leading to the high CPU. So here in this case, it is multiple threads which are leading to high CPU scenario. So we will not be interested in all these threads which are below 20. And these are not the reason for the high CPU. So let's just go ahead and delete them. So let me delete. So again, by using the highlighter icon, as we had seen earlier, it actually helps us to filter out from a huge amount of set. It'll just help us to narrow down to the correct set. So we were able to see that there were multiple number of threads which were present earlier. Now we have been able to narrow it down to around 6 to 7 threads. So now I have the thread instance, or I have the threads which are consuming higher amount of CPU. Now, in order to look into the dump, the thread instance will not be helpful. So I'll have to figure out what is the corresponding ID of that particular thread instance. So for which, let's go ahead and add the counter again. So it's add counters thread. ID thread. Now say I'm just adding, for our demo purpose, I'm just adding the thread instance of 54. Add. Okay. So once I add the thread ID, I get a thread ID of 54. I see it as 5224. Now I can go back to the dump which I had been already collected. I can dump out the stack of this particular thread alone, and I can figure out what was the operation which might have, or what was the suspicious operation which was going on that could have consumed higher amount of CPU. Similarly, I can repeat the same procedure for the remaining thread instances and figure out their corresponding thread IDs and compare it with the dump which has been collected, and dump out their stacks, compare all the stacks, and figure out the root cause of the high CPU. So Perfman thus reduces, or thus saves a huge amount of time from running multiple commands and resulting or landing up in the stack. Instead, we can have Perfman trace will give us a complete set of pointers as to which thread ID and which thread instance might have caused the issue. And using these pointers, we will be able to do the dump analysis faster, and it helps much in the prediction as well. So in this video, we have seen how we can use Perfman to troubleshoot high CPU scenarios, as to how we can figure out a particular process, the corresponding ID, how to figure out which thread among that particular process is consuming the huge amount of CPU, and taking that particular thread ID, how we can actually match it against our dump and figure out what was the operation which might have caused the high CPU. So we added the process ID process. First of all, we added the processor time counter, and then the process ID process counter, and then thread processor time counter, and the thread ID process, ID thread counter. So using these four simple counters, we can speed up the analysis. Thank you for watching the video. In the further videos, we will be able to see how we can use Perfman for the slow performance and high memory issues. Thank you.